Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Akila Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, a 19-year-old man has been found not guilty of raping a teenage girl after a night out in a town in Donegal in March 2016. Arrivo has announced a €48 million five-year investment plan to grow production and employment across its dairy ingredients, consumer foods and agri-businesses. The Air Accident Investigation Unit Ireland has published its report into an incident at Donegal Airport in 2016 in which a plane veered off the runway. And residents in South Inishowen are being urged to be on the alert following a number of attempted break-ins. Those stories to follow in full plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly coming up at about 5:15. But first in news, a 19-year-old man has been found not guilty of raping a teenage girl after a night out in a town in Donegal in March 2016. The then 16-year-old insisted whatever sexual activity that took place between them that night was consensual. Our court's correspondent Frank Rainey has this report, which some listeners may find distressing.
The jurors returned to the courtroom after just 2 hours of deliberations to inform the court they'd found the accused not guilty. From the witness box earlier in the trial, the complainant told the court she was out celebrating St. Patrick's Day 2016 and met the accused afterwards. She said she agreed to go for a walk with him and claimed he raped her against a wall in the car park outside a nearby building. During closing speeches, the prosecuting barrister told the jurors her injuries were not consistent with a consensual sexual encounter. In response, his barrister questioned her credibility and her recollection of events. The young man's parents cried and held each other when their son was acquitted. The complainant was also crying as she left the courtroom this afternoon. Frank Rainey, the Central Criminal Court.
Arrivo has announced a €48 million five-year investment plan to grow production and employment across its dairy ingredients, consumer foods and agri-businesses between now and the end of 2022. The expansion will include a €7 million upgrade to Arrivo's milk production facility in Killigordon, which is bought from Donegal Creameries in 2012. Arrivo chairperson Pat Duffy says it remains a very important part of the company's operations.
It was a giant step for Conopol as we were known as then. I think it has worked to the benefit of all the members from Donegal right through the area we operate in, and indeed a high portion of this investment that we announced this morning is going into our plant in Killigordon in Donegal, where we produce all our liquid milk. We're delighted to reinvest in the area that is supporting us as a society. The output of that plant has grown significantly since we took over the plant, and we hope to grow it more, and that's why we're putting in the investment that we are.
Today's announcement has focused attention on an ongoing attempt to have road improvements carried out in the vicinity of the creamery at Crossroads at Killigordon. Local councillor Patrick McGowan is welcoming the planned investment. He says Irish Water has committed to improving its services to the area, but the road is not getting the attention it needs.
We've done a survey on it some years ago, and we found this local road is more traffic than most of the regional roads in the county. This is the second biggest creamery in Ireland at the moment, but the roads leading into it are in absolute desperate condition. Now, Irish Water have committed recently to taking a 7 kilometre extension and water into it, but they need to actually extend that a lot more, but we're working on that at the moment. Very grateful to Irish Water for the investment that they're planning on doing now and into the future. But I'm not happy with Donegal County Council and the TII and the department. I have wrote and wrote to the department asking them to invest in this road, to upgrade it, and we've got absolutely no response. And again, I'm asking the council to support agriculture in the county the same as we're doing fisheries and other industry. The road from the Cross Village into Balvafay and the road from the Cross Village down to the border has to be upgraded, and they need to start widening one side of the road. There was a big challenge to keep it in the village a few years ago when Arrivo Connaught Gold bought it, but that challenge is going to remain there, and like, we're putting unnecessary pressure on it.
The EU's chief Brexit negotiator says he wants an all-weather insurance policy to ensure there's no hard border. Michel Barnier was speaking after his first meeting with the UK's new Brexit secretary, Dominic Raab. Both men said time was running out to reach an agreement on the UK's departure from the EU. And Mr. Barnier said the Irish border was a key sticking point.
It is a matter of urgency to agree on a legally operative backstop for Ireland and Northern Ireland, We need an all-weather insurance policy.
Meanwhile, Sinn Féin say Brexit will be catastrophic for people and businesses who live along the border. British Prime Minister Theresa May is visiting Fermanagh and South Tyrone this evening as part of a two-day trip to see how Britain's departure from the EU will affect things here. It's the first time she's visited the border region since the UK's vote to leave. Sinn Féin's leader in the north, Michelle O'Neill, thinks it's too little too late and predicts a tough message for Theresa May from locals.
Anybody who lives in a border community is going to be seriously adversely affected by this. Citizens in their day-to-day lives, in their travel and going to school and going to their places of work, businesses in terms of their traditional trade patterns, all those things are going to be catastrophic.
The Air Accident Investigation Unit Ireland has found that a narrow runway and the susceptibility of high-wing aircraft to control difficulties during the landing roll in crosswind conditions were contributory causes to a plane veering off the runway at Donegal Airport. However, the AAIUI has found that strong gusting crosswinds was the probable cause. Donal Kavanagh has more.
The aircraft was landing at Donegal Airport in strong winds following a scheduled passenger flight from Dublin Airport at 7:15 on the evening of September 7th, 2016. During the landing roll, after touching down on the runway, the aircraft veered to the left onto grass adjacent to the runway. The pilot then steered the aircraft back onto the runway, bringing it to a halt, and following a brief discussion between the crew, it was decided to continue to taxi to the parking stand. There were no injuries reported and the aircraft was undamaged. The report says during an update on weather conditions while cruising, they were deemed suitable for landing, but an additional item for consideration was the wind conditions at the airfield. Wind velocity was checked to ensure it was within crosswind limitations. The report found the probable cause of the aircraft veering off the runway to be a strong gusting crosswind. Meanwhile, a narrow runway of 30 metres in width and the susceptibility of high-wing aircraft to control difficulties during the landing roll in crosswind conditions were found to be contributory causes.
And you can find a link to the full report of that on our website, highlandradio.com. Residents in South Inishowen are being urged to be on the alert following a number of attempted break-ins. Houses in Burt, Carrigans, Calais and Newton Cunningham have been targeted in recent weeks by two men said to be driving a silver Volvo. The car has been sighted driving back in the direction of Derry. Gardaí have been notified of the incidents and are currently monitoring the area on a continual basis. Local councillor Paul Canning says homeowners have a huge role to play in preventing their property from being a target.
These two guys are brazen. They get under the car and they head it off and the direction back into the direction of Derry again. So I would ask people to be vigilant. I would also ask people to be careful in what they put up on Facebook. I know there's a serious competition going on in Foyle this next couple of days where people are going into the Foyle Cup and they're putting up on Facebook that they're playing and done Given or they're playing in Cairndona, and these guys knows all this, so they're coming into the house, checking out the house. So lock up your property, but don't put up the post until you've come home. There's no point in letting these guys know that you're not going to be there. Now we have been on to the Gardaí and they are monitoring the situation and they are checking out areas that they have tried to break into but have failed. So I just ask people in the local area to be vigilant.
Not only about the Foyle Cup, but people should also, I'm sure, refrain from posting up that they're going on holidays or that they are on holidays, especially this time of year.
Yeah, definitely. Whenever you see people say we're at the airport now and we're heading out for 2 weeks, well, all these guys see that, right? We have a fortnight. I know you say to your brothers and you say to your sisters, let's keep an eye on the house, but it only takes minutes for a person to pull in round the back of your house and get into that house and skedaddle with whatever they want. So I would ask people just be very, very careful what they put up on the social media because there's more than you watching it.
Leo Varadkar says he'll meet the Fianna Fáil leader before the end of the month to talk about renewing the confidence and supply arrangement. The two are at odds over when the deal propping up the government should be renegotiated. The Taoiseach wants to do it before the budget, while the Fianna Fáil leader wants to see out the deal, which could last until January. Leo Varadkar says they'll meet soon.
Emile Martin has accepted my offer for a meeting to discuss the functioning of the common supply agreement and its possible extension. So that meeting will happen before the end of the month and we'll let you know after it's happened.
The Ciarán of Donegal County Council has called on the local authority to get tough on illegal camping. The call comes following reports of up to 16 car vans being parked beside Port Arthur Beach in West Donegal in recent weeks, despite various signs prohibiting such activity. Councillor Seamus O'Donnell says urgent action is needed.
We have an obligation and a duty, particularly when there's a committee there that are working so diligently, to ensure that the good work that they have been doing over the last number of years is not destroyed by people who are coming in using facilities such as barbecues, camping there and other illegal activities. It needs to be stamped out.
But what more can the council do? What would you like to see them do? We know that there are currently signs there warning people not to park up there with their caravans, but they're continuing to do so. Would you like to see a warden there or something like that?
Well, it's quite simple what Donegal County Council can do. And let's be clear about this. And I made this point at numerous meetings that I was at. If this was a private individual who was profiteering or who was illegally operating a camper van site at the location in Port Arthur, you could be sure that Donegal County Council would go after that individual and would ensure that the business ceased and that the practice of camping at the beach no longer existed. So what I'm asking Donegal County Council to do is just deal with everything in a fair and even keel, ensure that there's no illegal camping going on there. Simply because there's nobody profiteering or there's no business out of it doesn't mean that it's still wrong. We have and we do want campers and tourists and people like that into our area, but we want them at sites and places that are suitable to them, that they're not going to destroy the environment and that they won't leave a negative impact on the area.
A meeting to discuss funding for road improvement works on Armagh and Tory Island has been described as shockingly disappointing. The meeting involving all stakeholders was called as it's claimed that no specific agency will provide the much needed funding for the roads. Member of the Islands Committee, Councillor Micheál Colmagill O'Aspig, says they are no further forward and claims Islanders feel they have been left with no other option than to consider organising protests. He says the islands are key for economic growth in the county.
This isn't our first meeting. We're constantly meeting with the officials from Ring to the council, and we are no more forward. The Ring's position is very, very clear. As much as I appreciate and understand their position, till the council takes over a road that they fund, they're not willing to fund it. And the council's policy is very, very clear that we can only take over 2 kilometres per municipal district per year. This doesn't allow us to move forward. The public are clearly on the islands are looking for the roads to get fixed so that there's some economic growth so that locals can use the road. But it's clear that this isn't going to happen. I would call clearly on Joe McHugh to step in and to fund the works that need to do until proper money's got.
And Islanders now feel as if they have been left with no alternative than to consider protests.
It's something that we're discussing, absolutely. I suppose, like anything, if you don't fight, you don't get. But yes, look, we're at the height of our summer season. We're looking towards tourism as one way of economic growth. And to the very point where our islands are key to that, when people come from different parts of the world or even from Ireland, one of the things they want to do is go out to our islands and especially our lighthouse. But we can't secure their safety in terms of health and safety going out there walking or even driving. So we're as well to put a gate across both them roads and say, due to health and safety reasons, these roads and access to the lighthouses are closed.
Sport on Highland. Brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny. Now stocking a wide selection of Brooks running shoes.
It's now 5:15 and time for the latest sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We're going to start with soccer, and on the European stage, Derry City are playing in Belarus at the moment in the Europa League qualification first round encounter against Dynamo Minsk. Going into the game, Derry were trailing by 2-0. But in the away second leg, Derry took the lead in the 7th minute. Alistair Roy giving the Candy Stripes on the road the advantage in that tie. But just before the half hour mark, Dynamo Minsk grabbed an equaliser through Sakvok, and that sits at 1-1 at the moment at the new Dynamo Tractor Stadium. Derry City being the first team to play, the first visitors actually to play at the new Dynamo Stadium. They're going not too bad at the moment. 1-1 in that second leg, which now means on aggregate, Minsk are leading by 3-1. They've got about a half an hour left to play in that encounter. Elsewhere, at the moment, Glenavon are taking on Moldav. 15 minutes gone, no goals to report. 0-0 there. Glenavon, of course, leading 2-1 from the first leg, which they had played at home. Other sides in action today. League of Ireland clubs Dundalk hold a 1-0 lead heading into the second leg off their qualifier with Levita Tallinn at Oriel Park. Shamrock Rovers are trailing AAK Stockholm 1-0 heading into their match in Sweden this evening. Coleraine will start at 7:45 against Spartak Sabotica. They're locked, of course, at 1-1. Coleraine playing at home tonight and hoping to make home advantage count and have a big night in Europe and progress in to the second qualifying round. While Cliftonville have a bit of work to do because they're trailing in their match. They're playing their away leg at 6:30 against FSC Nordsjælland. Staying with some local soccer, and regardless of how Finn Harps' big match against Shelburne goes in Ballybuffet on Friday night, Harps boss Ollie Horgan says the Dublin side will remain in the promotion hunt until the end of the season. Harps men sit third in the table, just behind Drogheda United on goal difference, with Shelburne 2 points adrift so far in the campaign. The two sides have drawn in the previous first division meetings. Boss Horgan says Shells are one of the best teams in the league.
I think whoever finishes above Shelburne will win the division, to put it that way to you. Without doubt, they're the most experienced side in it. With I'm talking about lads that have played Premier Division, with a lot of them have played with Owen Heary in Bowes. And I'm talking about experience now. Like, I'm talking about hundreds of games that they've played, the likes of Larkin Fitzgerald, Derek Prendergast, you know, Aidan Collins. And then they have the likes of Davey Sullivan, that was a thorn in our side, both with Shelburne and indeed over the years with Longford. They've had Greg Morehouse up top to them. You know, then they had a bit of youth with James English, Adam Evans. They're very talented, quick, good players. I think they're a very, very good side, to put it that way to you. And that's not just because we're going to play them on Friday. I said it from day one that whoever finishes above Shelburne will win this division.
Bray Wanderers say the money owed to their players will be paid today. It's 8 weeks since the players were last paid, with strike action served in the club if future payments are not guaranteed. Last night, manager Martin Russell resigned, saying it was impossible to manage the club in the conditions that they find them found themselves in. Republic of Ireland goalkeeper Colin Doyle has signed for Scottish Premiership side Hearts on a 2-year contract. The Cork stopper left Bradford at the end of the season. Meanwhile, Adam Rooney's passed up the chance to play European football to join a club in England's fifth tier. The Irish striker is signed for National League side Salford City, ending 4 seasons at Aberdeen. To golf, Rory McIlroy's made a solid start to the opening at Carnoustie with 3 to play of his opening round. The 2014 winner is at 2 under par. Patrick Harrington is 1 under after birdie in the 8th. Kevin Kistner heads the field on 5 under following an opening round of 66, and he's a shot clear for group of 3. Paul Dunne's in the clubhouse on level par after shooting a 71. Shane Lowry says he's not enjoying his golf after shooting a 3 over par round of 74. Darren Clark ends the day 11 over after a disastrous 82. Tiger Woods is 2 under following birdies at the first and the fourth, while defending champion Jordan Spieth opened with a 1 over par round of 72 earlier. In cricket, the Northwest Warriors took a 140-run victory over the Northern Knights in the 3-day interprovincial at Brady today. The visitors were set a target of 342 at the start of their second innings, and they were all out for 201 in 57 overs today, which means the Warriors take victory, and for the first time ever, they also won the 3-day Interprovincial Championship as well. The big moment of that match came yesterday, Wednesday, when William Porterfield gave the Warriors a big lead thanks to a 152-run total by the former Dunamanaman. As for today, Andy McBride took 4 wickets for 35, and Davy Scanlon performed well too, taking 3 wickets for 39. The first test match between England and Ireland will take place at Lord's next summer. The 24th of July 2019 has been fixed as the start date for the historic 4-day encounter. The English cricket team will also travel to Ireland for a 1-day international in May next year. Now to Gaelic games. Donegal manager Declan Bonner says everyone is fit and ready for this Saturday's clash with Roscommon in the All-Ireland Super 8s. Paddy McGrath's okay, having come off at half-time in the defeat to Dublin at Croke Park last weekend after shipping a knock in the first half. It's expected a few additions will be made to the panel of 26 on Saturday, but confirmation will not be known until match day. Manager Declan Bonner says Roscommon will be hurting from their heavy loss at the hands of Tyrone last time out.
It's going to be a different match, there's no doubt about that. Roscommon on the back of a heavy defeat, but last Saturday's performance against Tyrone will have no bearing on our match against them on Saturday evening. It's a huge match. It's a match that we have to go out and win. And, you know, Roscommon will be hurting from that match. They're in Hyde Park, and, you know, they're always formidable in Hyde Park. They have a very potent front six, front, you know, and yeah, it's going to take a big performance for us to get over the line. But like, there's a huge price at stake at the end of it, and as I say, it's a match that we're going down and one that we're hoping that we can get the performance levels right and to get that result.
And you can hear more from Donegal manager Declan Bonner in the sports section of our website, highlandradio.com. The Roscommon team to line out against Donegal was named last night, and it shows two changes from the 15 which started that defeat to Tyrone. Brian Stack is named at full forward and Sean McDermott comes under the full back line. Donny Smith and Niall Dilley are the players to lose out. And just like the Rossies, Donegal need a result to keep their hopes of an All-Ireland semi-final spot alive this weekend. In the Donegal All-County League tonight, there's one fixture on the schedule. It's a top-of-the-table clash as second hosts third. Gweedore are hosting St Eunan's tonight. That game's due to throw in at 8 o'clock. Well, in athletics, the Martin Games International meeting will take place this evening at Santry in Dublin. Fun Valley Summer Leckie is due to compete in the high jump just days after winning silver at the World Under 20 Championships in Finland. Mark English, who won a European bronze in 2014, is also set for action tonight as he will run in the 800 metres. That international meet in Santry is set to get underway at 6:30. Just one more look at the football to see how Derry City are faring out in Europe with 67 minutes played at the Dynamo Stadium in Belarus. It's Dynamo Minsk 1, Derry City 1. On aggregate, Minsk are leading by 3-1. Back with more at the with a next bulletin tomorrow morning after the 8 o'clock news, Michaela.
Thanks, Oisin. And for weather now, cloud and some sunshine in parts this evening. Cloud will gradually thicken with outbreaks of rain and drizzle developing later. Those temperatures tonight off 11 to 13 degrees. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, a 19-year-old man has been found not guilty of raping a teenage girl after a night out in a town in Donegal in March 2016. The then 16-year-old insisted whatever sexual activity that took place between them that night was consensual. Arrivo has announced a €48 million 5-year investment plan to grow production and employment across its dairy ingredients, consumer foods and agri businesses. Today's announcement has focused attention on an ongoing attempt to have road improvements carried out in the vicinity of the creamery at Crossroads Killigordon. Their Accident Investigation Unit Ireland has found that a narrow runway and the susceptibility of high-wing aircraft to control difficulties during the landing roll in crosswind conditions were contributory causes to a plane veering off the runway at Donegal Airport. However, the AAIUI has found that strong gusting crosswinds was the probable cause. And Sinn Féin say Brexit will be catastrophic for people and businesses who live along the border. British Prime Minister Theresa May is visiting Fermanagh and South Tyrone this evening as part of a two-day trip to see how Britain's departure from the EU will affect things. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to your podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
The obituary notices for this Thursday evening, the 19th of July. The death has occurred of Hugh McDade, formerly of Newton Cunningham. Funeral leaving his home at 1 Foyle Fold, Limavady Road, Derry, on Saturday morning at 20 past 9, going to St Eugene's Cathedral for Requiem Mass at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the city cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Friends of Athlegalvin Hospital. The death has taken place of Kathleen Doohan, Johnny Tom, Mina Claddy and Maharat Clohar Gwydor. Her remains will arrive at St Colum Kills, Knockfalla, at 5 o'clock tomorrow evening to repose overnight. Funeral Mass at 11 on Saturday morning with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, the house is private, please. The death has taken place in Glasgow of John Love, Ballandrate, Bunbeg. His remains will repose at his late residence in Bunbeg from 6 o'clock this evening. Funeral Mass on Saturday morning at 11 in St Mary's Church, Derry Beg, followed by burial in Maharigallan Cemetery. Rosary nightly at 9 o'clock with house private after the rosary until 10 a.m. The death has taken place of Mickey Cullen, Gordon Abraj, Carrigart. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral from there on Saturday to the Church of St John the Baptist for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Family Flowers only pleased donations in lieu of desired to the Remelton Nursing Unit, care of any family member. The death has occurred at Clydebank, Scotland, of Eddie Friel, formerly of 20 The Woods, Buncrana. His remains are reposing at his brother Dermot Friel's home at Upper Ballymagowan, Fannad, with rosary tonight at 9 o'clock. Funeral tomorrow afternoon with Requiem Mass at Mass Mount at 1 o'clock, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has taken place of Gerry Doherty, Mallon, formerly of Carndonagh. His remains are reposing at his late residence at Castleview, Castlecooley. House private, family only, please. Funeral from the home tomorrow morning at 9:30 to St Mary's Church, Lag, Mallon, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has taken place of Hugh Gerard Duggan, Drumfin, Falcarra. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral Mass tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock in St Finian's Church, Falcarra, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. House private, please, from 11 p.m. to 10 a.m. Rosary tonight at 10 o'clock. The death has occurred of Patrick O'Donnell, Ard Crone, Sheskinarone, Dunlow. His remains are reposing at Midlands Funeral Home. Viewing this evening until 6:30, with removal to St Columbus Church Acres for 7 o'clock, reposing overnight. Funeral Mass tomorrow morning at 11, with interment afterwards in Mahary Cemetery. And the death has occurred of Chrissy James, 6 Ashling Close, Donegal Road, Ballybuffet, formerly of 3 Ashlawn, Letterkenny. Her remains are reposing at her late residence in Ballybuffet. Funeral Mass tomorrow morning at 11 in the Church of the Irish Martyrs, Ballyrain, Letterkenny, with interment afterwards in Newleck Cemetery. Family time, please, from 10 o'clock tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. Family Flowers only, please, donations in lieu of desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member, or Con McDade and Sons Funeral Directors.